Welcome to part two of Tulsa's top 40 legend, KAKC, the Big 97. In part one, we traced radio's transition from network-based shows to format radio and KAKC's rise to dominance in the Tulsa radio market. In part two, we'll see how KAKC reinvented itself in the late 60s and early 70s and received national notoriety. We'll hear more original KAKC audio and track Tulsa's transition to the FM dial. And then the day the music died. And you can hear what it might sound like if your favorite KAKC DJs were still on the air playing your favorite music. By the mid-60s, there were two stations targeting Tulsa teens and young adults. KAKC's old nemesis, KTUL 1430, had reemerged as KELI 1430, or simply Kelly. At first, as a promotional stunt, they gave all of their DJs the last name of Kelly, which was interesting since one of KAKC's most popular DJs from the early 60s had been Don Kelly and his sidekick Chauncey. Kelly and Chauncey were kind of radio's version of Lee and Lionel. The station, Kelly, had its own 14 plus 30 record survey that had most of the same songs as KAKC's list. And Kelly's survey was also sponsored by Pepsi. Lee Bailey began working at KAKC in 1964.
I drove in about 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I had taken finals at the University of Arkansas that morning. I went on the air that night at midnight. The first song I ever played was done by the Four Tops, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. That, incidentally, was the last song I ever played on the station in November of 1971.
The radio Bailey did in those 7 years in between is a big part of the KAKC legend.
The 7 years in Tulsa were just absolutely phenomenal, and that radio station is probably one of the most dynamic I've ever been involved with. I'll tell you, I went back into Tulsa about 3 years or so ago. I signed an autograph for the gal who rented me a car. Now that is 40 years after my last show there.
For most of Bailey's time there, his shift was the morning show, which he inherited when Dick Schmitz left in 1966. Bailey expresses a sentiment shared by many of the KAKC personnel who worked for Schmitz.
Dick Schmitz is one of my all-time heroes, let me tell you. One of the sweetest people in the world. I really benefited tremendously by working with and for Dick. I guess from Dick I learned more how to be a natural voice man as opposed to being an announcer on the radio.
1, 2, 3, good luck! Good luck!
Bailey also hosted Dance Party in the mid-60s. He was the voice on many commercials, and his role at the station would increase even more as time went on. In 66, the Big 7 DJs included Lee Bailey, Roger Borden, Robert Walker, and Scooter Seagraves, who became the program director when Schmitz left. 66 was also the year that KAKC celebrated its incredible 10-year run as Tulsa's top station.
We had been number one in every Hooper rating, which was what was the gospel back then, for 10 years. And through some bit of lunacy, we put out a supplement to the Tulsa Sunday World called 970 KAKC, A Decade of Dominance.
But something interesting happened shortly after that supplement came out.
The station, frankly, was not sounding as good as it had, and KELI just came in and took advantage of a decade of dominance and the arrogance that it breeds and kicked our backsides.
KELI KELI 1430 ended KAKC's 10-year ratings winning streak.
We had so many commercials and so few songs that KELI, which, and I don't remember their having had an exorbitantly small commercial load, but they just didn't do the excesses that we did, and they ended up just basically being easier to listen to.
In his 5 years as owner of KAKC, S. Karl Mark had mostly stayed out of the station's daily programming. But Mark was not accustomed to losing. As 1967 dawned, he was searching for something that would swing the momentum back to KAKC. What Mark did in February 1967 would not only put KAKC back in a leadership position in the Tulsa market, it would also focus the entire radio industry on a little radio station in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello.
S. Karl Mark contracted with California-based radio consultant Bill Drake to come in and give KAKC's on-air sound a makeover. Bo Weaver tells us about Drake and his new system or format for Top 40 radio.
This format propelled KHJ from an also-ran to number one in Los Angeles, and then in San Francisco, and then in San Diego, and then in Boston, and in Detroit.
It turns out the timing was right when Karl Mark approached Bill Drake and his partner Gene Chenault about bringing their big city radio to Tulsa.
Karl said, listen, I'd love it if you guys would put that format on my Tulsa station. And Drake and Chenault said, God, that would be great, so that we could prove that it works in the Midwest, that it's not just a big city phenomenon.
When Bill Drake and his entourage arrived at the Tradewinds West to install their system of Top 40 on KAKC, it was a secretive affair. Neither the DJs or the program director, Scooter Seagraves, had prior knowledge. Recently, when Seagraves, Bo Weaver, and Robert W. Walker got together to talk about KAKC, Walker had a question for Seagraves about the day Drake first came to the station.
You know, he had been part of the Big 7 DJs before the Drake thing. I wondered if he could just talk a little bit about his personal impressions as to when the deal went down, when these guys came in. Was he like, well, I don't want to do this, or was he on board immediately? I mean, was he as starstruck by those guys as we were?
I came in one morning, did my morning show, which was another of the idiot things I did as program director, putting me on a morning show. I got off the air, and there was a note, Scooter, go to Bob's office. Well, you know, that wasn't unusual, so I wasn't even any more paranoid than normal. I just walked down the hall, and I walked in, and there are these four or five weird-looking guys sitting around Bob's desk looking at me. And I won't say what I thought, but you can imagine that if I did, it would take a very long beep.
So Seagraves is standing in the manager's office with these guys he hasn't been introduced to staring at him. Then the manager hands him an envelope.
And it's an envelope, says S. Karl Mark, the KAKC owner. I pull it out, and it basically says, Scoot, we apologize, we threw you into something you were nowhere prepared for. And I thought, okay, well, I'm being told, go back to law school. But instead it said, so we're getting you some help. We brought in the Bill Drake crew from California.
At that point, the manager tells him he will remain as program director and implement Drake's directives. And they play him a sample of what they want KAKC to sound like. Audio of Drake's Los Angeles station, KHJ.
Discounts for you.
93 KHJ Golden.
Listening to the Robert W. Morgan Show from the Much More Music Station.
KHJ Los Angeles.
7:30 in
Los Angeles.
And from then on, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get to be a part of this? I figured I'd be the all-night jock or something. Well, the only thing I can figure is they probably couldn't find anybody who would come from California to PD the place on the salary that KAKC was paying.
The Big 97 jocks explain what Drake brought to the table. Bo Weaver.
The Drake format was a very specific set of rules that really streamlined what the air personality did. It was almost like how haiku condenses great wisdom and beauty into just a few words. Well, it taught the disc jockeys to do that kind of brevity.
Jim Peters.
We were timed out to say just the right amount of things in just the right amount of time and get out of there. So people were stimulated by what we did.
Robert W. Walker.
Hey, here's a great new record by that group, The Beatles, from England. I hope everybody enjoys it. No, man, it was like in your ear. Hey, turn this up. This is going to blow your mind. You and me are listening to the first cut from Sgt. Pepper. Here's A Day in the Life.
The Drake organization was right next to the Beatles. I mean, they pulled tracks right off of the Beatles' final mixes on tape, and they would send it out to all their other Drake stations. So we would be the first in town to play the brand new Beatles song that the rest of the world wouldn't see for another week or two. It was so cool, we would play it, and so that the other stations, namely KELI, couldn't tape it off the air, there would be a little whisper in the middle of it saying this, KAKC, exclusive.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
So a lot of what Drake brought to KAKC was behind the scenes, like slashing the number of commercials you'd hear each hour. But some of it was out front. Bo Weaver explains how Drake used jingles.
Back in the 60s, most radio stations had jingles that were really long and silly. They sounded like, "We're the number one sound of Tulsa radio, the station all the cool cats and kittens dig." The Drake logos, as they like to call them, were simply the call letters.
K-A-K-C, more music, K-A-K-C.
One of them was
97, K-A-K-C.
They didn't want anybody to know, but he actually stole the melody line from Oklahoma, where the wind...
97.
But they wanted that to be a secret because they didn't want to have to pay royalties on that. So yeah. They never wanted us to mention that. It was subliminal. But the logos simply inserted our identity in a concentrated way.
Another aspect of Drake's formula was reducing KAKC's playlist to 30 songs. Scooter Seagraves.
Everything was based on 30, with the idea that anything more than 30, you were playing too many songs that weren't really hits, and it took too long to rotate them and get the important things on.
The impact of Drake's involvement was dramatic. KAKC's ratings shot back to number one. KAKC was once again leading the Tulsa market on how to do radio. Within a few months, KELI, the station that had beaten them just 1 year earlier, backed off Top 40 for a while, realizing they could not compete with the supercharged KAKC.
It just basically said, hey, you know, we kind of forgot that you're here for the music. Now we're coming back to remind ourselves and you, and for the next year. You know, if you listen to us and if you listen to Kelly, it was like, wow, there really is a difference. Of course, if you listen to us before and listen to us after, it's like, these aren't even the same two radio stations.
Seagraves says the peak of working at KAKC for him was the summer of 67, after they'd been working with Drake for a few months. The summer of love.
I just got some chicken skin on my arms thinking about it. It was one of those times when even, and I've mentioned before my insecurities about every day going in, is this the day they tell me to get out, that I really don't have a future in this? I was going in with that on one of my HD channels, but the other five were blaring, "We're KAKC, and we're taking names and kicking bad habits, and I can't wait to get in there."
97 KAKC.
Over that big wheel with those big eyes for that big money, too, baby. Steve Wonder got a brand new one. It's hitbound, and it's gone clear out of sight. Everybody's so civil and so heavyweight, and I'm so happy to put it up on to you here on the Scooter Seagrave Show. You know I was made to love her. Right here at 506 KAKC Big Wheel Time. Tell me, my friend, do you own this incredible record on the Pofina label?
Gasoline isn't the same anymore. 'Cause now there's Fina, and Fina's got Flash.
Well, now you can on this recording. Just send 25 cents to for Flash, care of Scooter Seagraves, KAKC, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's Scooter Seagraves, KAKC, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Send it with 25 cents and stamp or coin, and you will have Pofina with for Flash before every
KAKC weather.
For Tulsa, for Fairfax, and for Fort Gibson, partly cloudy, warm and humid through tomorrow. Low tonight 70, high tomorrow 90. Right now, partly cloudy at the trade winds 87. Scooter Seagraves show degrees.
Pontiac GTO.
KAKC.
Wendy is one.
We would go out to the Tradewind swimming pool, and everybody out there, "Hey, man, go back in, play me that Long Doors song again." You drive down on the ribbon, go through Pennington, "Hey, Rockin' 97, Scooter B." And it was just, you know, all of a sudden I was a rock star, and the whole station was a rock star.
Ignition is my life, you know that. Got those doors lighting fires on the Scooter Seagrave Show at 522 KAKC Big Wheel Time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Lee Bailey.
KAKC Tulsa.
6 o'clock at the Big 97 on a solid gold weekend. Good morning to you. Feel better already. Hey, before I do anything else at all this morning, I'd like to thank the people of Union High School for the hospitality shown me last night at the homecoming game. I went down only to watch the game and let them use my convertible in the little coronation parade. I ended up announcing the coronation and digging an autograph thing and all that. People of Union are hip, dig? Hear the Dells. Let's wear it on our face. Got a big smile today.
I didn't get up at 5 o'clock this morning to come play games. As a matter of fact, I didn't get up at 5 o'clock this morning, about 15 minutes ago. I'll be with you in a few minutes. Number one song in 1968, straight from Squaw Valley, the Cowsills, Indian Lake.
Number one then, and number one now.
97 KAKC.
Presenting Uncle Tom Gordon this afternoon at 3 o'clock to drive you home from a busy day at the office or at school or whatever. Don't give in to him. Just listen, babe.
Starts out with the
key. So what would it sound like if your favorite KAKC DJs were still on the air in Tulsa? Thanks to Big 97 jocks Scooter Seagraves, Bo Weaver, Robert Walker, Jim Peters, and Bob Scott, we have some idea of what it might sound like. These KAKC recreations are produced by Bo Weaver.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Radio 97.
KAKC. Tulsa.
3 o'clock. Soul Sister number one socking it to you and scooting the Magic Empire home with Scooter B. Seagrave on the Big 97.
What you want? Please,
KAKC.
With Jim Peters and another no adult supervision get together with the children of now tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, children, 304. Dave Clark 5. This is not just hitbound, it's number one bound. You got what it takes, and I'll take what you got.
You don't drive. More music. KAKC.
Oh, look out. A bright and shiny light is glowing above the Oklahoma horizon. An excellent time to ask your baby, please, please, give me gimme some lovin'. And she says, sure, it's the 60s. All before and after tax fees and processing charges do apply. KAKC, the only place you're going to hear Spencer Davis Group in these here parts. This is Jim Peters, and I'm going to put you on a nice high ride. Let your Mustang fly. Next.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Oklahoma's new music headquarters.
KAKC, Tulsa.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, Big 97. Robert W. Walker feeling pretty good, pretty cool, feeling pretty woman.
KAKC.
Well, if your personal ribbon wasn't restless before this, it's gonna be now, baby. Because cream is rising.
Sunshine of your love.
The Big 97 KAKC and Robert W. are basking in it, my friend. Don't you just love you some good, warm mind shine?
Here come those something else supreme.
It's the little things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with
KAKC Golden.
Hail King James!
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Much More Music Station.
KAKC Tulsa.
9 o'clock at the Big 97, it's boogie time. And this is Bo Weaver.
More music, KAKC.
With a big thanks and a hat tip to Roger Seniors for being on my headline tonight. Good call, you guys. It's Bo Weaver practicing my loose and regrettable behavior in public once again with a 5 stair steps.
Ooh, child.
KAKC, Tulsa.
9 o'clock at the Big 97 on a solid gold weekend.
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band of gold.
More music, KAKC.
The Big 97 with 4 on the floor and Lee Bailey on your dash for the drive to work. In the morning at 6 on KAKC.
Hey, girl, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
I'll meet you anywhere if you just stop banging on my pipes. Tony Orlando and Dawn with Bob Scott on KAKC.
Longer versions of these samples are available on our website, publicradiotulsa.org. KAKC's music reflected the times. And in the late 60s and early 70s, the times were a-changin'.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
The 60s, when I was at KAKC, as being the Vietnam era. And a lot of the music that we played on the radio was reflective of that.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Didn't try to deliver messages about Vietnam. We didn't try to crusade for anything else. We were just there as a good source of music and entertaining a radio audience. We were also experiencing race problems around the country. There were various and sundry riots and demonstrations in various cities around the country.
Bailey says that while Tulsa was not having any racial violence, there was a time in the late 60s when tensions were running high.
Rumors started floating around that various and sundry people were going to start doing demonstrations and causing problems and what have you.
During that time, artist James Brown was in Tulsa for a concert, and he pulled Lee Bailey aside.
He was there during the time that the rumors were floating there was going to be trouble. And James said to me something to the effect of, if you have any problems here, call me. I have my own plane. I'll fly in. We'll cool it down. And I always felt like I could have done that if we had had trouble.
You should see what a lovely, lovely world it should be. Everyone learned to live together.
In its heyday, KAKC was like a great college football team. When one player graduated, there was always another superstar in the making, ready to move in to that position. In the late 60s, when Scooter Seagraves left for Memphis and later Southern California, Steve Hatley became the choice for Tulsans on the drive home.
One of the most underestimated groups in the entire world. And Steve Hatley's semi-humble opinion at KAKC. Coming up, Pete Townsend, Grassroots, Temptation Eyes. Make sure you're doing something legal, baby, because somebody watching you with those temptation eyes. Grassroots, bring it back to KAKC with Steve Hadley. It's 544.
Howdy, Radio Land. This is Buford Harrington from Paints America.
Premonitions of fate, or was it just circumstantial? Whichever was the last at KAKC for Jim Morrison with the Doors.
Riders on the storm. Hatley was a popular morning personality in Albuquerque, New Mexico in the 1980s when a motorcycle accident took him from us too soon. In 1968, when Scooter Seagraves moved to Memphis to become program director of Drake's WHBQ, Lee Bailey took over the programming reins at KAKC. Bailey tells us how utilizing the resources of the top radio guru in the country changed the promotions on KAKC.
The 10-car sweepstakes. Does that sound big? It was. Two bird. That was our Thanksgiving thing. Keep listening. When you hear the turkey gobble, be the ninth call and boom, you win a turkey. And your name goes into a drawing to win a Thunderbird.
Bailey recalls the synergy of working with KAKC's sister stations in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the other Drake markets.
We all would come up with ideas, and the next thing you knew, we had a 50-hour history of rock and roll show being aired.
Bailey believes the history of rock and roll that first aired in 1969 was a game changer for the station.
The first history of rock and roll we did, each one of them was produced locally. The bits and pieces and scripts were done in L.A. and sent to us, and Jim Peters and I voiced our own in Tulsa.
Conceived as a tribute to the subtle birth and spectacular life of the beat, the history of rock and roll has become a radio milestone.
That really helped change the image of the radio station. It went from being a bunch of disc jockeys, all they do is yatter and play records, to people who were deep enough to produce a thing called the History of Rock and Roll.
Probably one of the best-remembered contests was during the holidays. It was called Christmas Wish.
We invited people to send in their Christmas wishes, and we granted as many of them as we could, and we had a very definite plan on those, that we wanted to be warm and friendly, and each time we'd look at them, and I'd see that I can do this, I'd call them and have them record what their wish is.
Bailey remembers one particular wish.
A little kid that I called and got him on the phone, and he was at an orphanage there in Tulsa. I don't remember which one or whatever, and he said, there are 12 of us, and we only have one bike. Can you get us another bike? My deal was, we called Otasco, Oklahoma Tire and Supply, and said, hey, we got this, and we need to do something. And so the way we play it back on the air, it was like, and now KAKC makes another Christmas wish come true. This is little Bobby Rottenkind. I'm at an orphanage, and there are 12 of us, but we only have one bicycle. Can you get us a bike? And I said, well, Bobby, we hear you. We went to Oklahoma Tire and Supply and kind of made a deal with them, so we agree. We think you need another bike. But really, if there are 12 of you, don't you need 12 bikes? We'll be bringing them by this afternoon. Merry Christmas. Boom, and we'd go on.
Merry Christmas from KAKC.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The
Christmas rushes through.
Lee Bailey left KAKC in November 1971 to become Vice President of Programming for Drake Chenault in Los Angeles. Like his friend Robert W. Walker, Jim Peters was introduced to broadcasting through a program at Northwestern University in Chicago. Peters started at KAKC as a mobile newsman before becoming a Big 97 jock in 1967. Through his news connections, Peters got permission for KAKC to host free outdoor concerts in the Tulsa parks. He remembers the power of the station in drawing people to those concerts.
We were so popular on KAKC, it's hard to imagine if you weren't there. But the feeling of moving large numbers of people around the town, moving them across the river, moving them to the north side, moving them to the Civic Center, moving them to Mohawk Park, moving them to Zinc Park, moving, you know, hundreds and thousands of people around wherever we invited them to go was a feeling of extreme power.
Peters recalls how plugged in the station was on the music scene.
We had the Animals playing live at the Civic Center, which we were presenting when they were number one. We had the Rolling Stones on their Satisfaction tour. We had the Doors right after they broke Light My Fire. We were plugged in, and a large part of that plug-in was Drake. And the results of plugging in like that were that we were regarded as the Beatles of Tulsa.
Peters came up with a phrase he used on his show to describe his audience, the children of now.
It just occurred to me one day, like you have ideas going in to do your show, that really what we were was children of the present. We were the first generation, really, that didn't dwell heavily on the past, if at all. And we didn't think too much about the future. That only left the children of now.
The ratings for the station when Peters was there during the early Drake years were phenomenal. In 1969, for example, in one key demographic, the report showed that 80% of the audience was tuned to KAKC. If there were lots of highs for the station during those years, the low point came one morning in June 1970.
Phone rang. It was like 11:30, something like that in the morning. Tom Gordon was on the other end of it saying, "You got to come in. You got to come in, man. You got to come in right now." And I said, "What? I don't come in until 3 o'clock. What are you talking about?" And he said, No, you got to come in. They've taken us all in and lined us all up and one at a time fired us all for the whole staff. Everybody's been fired. And I said, "What?" He said, Yeah, that party last Friday. They found out about it and they've asked us all about it and you gotta come in now and get fired. I go in, sit down in the general manager's office, and he asked me if I was at the party, and I said, "Yeah, of course." And he said, "Well, was there any marijuana smoke there?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, you didn't smoke any marijuana?" I said, "No, what do you, no." So he fired me anyway.
Jim Peters, Tom Gordon, and Dan Stone lost their jobs that day. Roughly half of the KAKC air staff gone all at once. The reason given, alleged smoking of marijuana at a private party held at a private residence. Program director Lee Bailey was out of town with his family when the firings happened.
We're on vacation at Six Flags in Dallas, and I got a phone call saying, "You better come home." From the manager up there. And I said, "Well, what's going on?" He says, "Can't tell you. You just got to come home." In coming home, I heard our chief engineer, Randy Castle, on the air at a time he shouldn't have been. And then I got the word put on me that these people are no longer involved with us.
Bailey chose not to discuss the incident beyond the fact that he was the one saddled with covering the air shifts and replacing half the staff all at once. Henry Mark, son of KAKC's owner S. Carl Mark, was at summer camp. He still remembers his dad breaking the news to him about three of his heroes.
At some point he said, Henry, there's something I have to tell you. And we were standing outside on a bunch of pine needles, and he told me what had happened. He said he let the core of the air staff go. He fired them because of smoking marijuana. You know, my father was saw himself as very much the parent, and he saw his employees kind of like his children, and I think my father was kind of paranoid.
One aspect people sometimes forget is that the top 40 encompassed a variety of musical styles, not just rock and roll. Lee Bailey.
We were in fact a true top 40 station. You couldn't call us a rocker, but we did play some rock. You couldn't call us a black station, but we did play some black. You couldn't call us a country, but we did play some country. We played the top 40 songs without getting caught in a trap of we can only play this kind of music.
Henry Mark.
You would go from the theme from Midnight Cowboy by Ferrani and Teicher to Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin.
Your music, KAKC.
To a song by the Archies.
More music, KAKC.
To a song by Little Richard, back to the Grassroots.
KAKC, Tulsa.
Denver Fox has spent over 35 years in Tulsa radio. He was a TU student when he got on at KAKC in 1973.
Scooter Seagraves gave me my name, and we were trying to think up a name, catchy name. Everyone had different names on the air, and I was thinking, Fox is easy to say. Yeah, let's use that. And then we were deciding whether I should say Dallas Fox or Denver Fox. And Scooter, of course, with all of his subtle references, he said, oh, Denver Fox, that's it. We're going to use that, because I would come on after Scooter and he would want to introduce me by saying, get a mile high and fur lined with Denver Fox.
Fox recalls the music of that era.
You know, it was a really good time for music. The 70s, I think, had some of the best rock and roll music that we've seen. I mean, they still play. All the songs that we played as current songs are still played today on many of the oldie stations and the classic stations. You know, the Doobie Brothers. Those songs are just classics.
By 1974, KAKC was consulted by Bill Drake protege, Paul Drew. As with Drake, Drew had a pretty tight structure for the DJs to follow. Fox recalls working within that structure one night in 1974 when there were tornado warnings for Tulsa.
It was so ingrained in us that we should follow the format precisely, that even while we're doing this emergency broadcasting, we'd say, and by the way, here's the next thing coming up. You know, we'd promote whatever the next show was, or the things that promotions that are coming up like nothing was going on. Oh, and by the way, there's tornadoes coming too.
The June 8th tornado hit Tulsa's Brookside area particularly hard. KAKC's studios were at the southern end of that neighborhood in the Tradewinds West, 51st and Peoria. In the aftermath, thousands of Tulsans and the radio stations were without power. Fox says they got a generator so they could get back on the air the next day.
But there was only enough power to power one of the studios, so they chose the AM 970 instead of, and of course they had an FM at that time, it was 100,000 watts, but they chose to, let's go on the AM only. And that was the station stayed on the air for several days by itself, just on generator power, and we covered some of the events that happened down in Brookside because we were right there.
Fox was at KAKC in 1975, when the station celebrated its 20th year as a top 40 station.
I remember we set up a remote. They built a studio down at what was now Promenade, but it was Southland at the time. And they built actually a little room out there, and we broadcast there for about a week, 24 hours a day. They built us a little board in. We didn't have an actual mobile unit, but we just set up out there for and camped out, and people come by and would press their faces to the window, and that was fun.
The on-air lineup at that time included Fox, Seagraves, Charlie Derrick, and Mike Morningmouth McCarthy.
It's Mike McCarthy, or Morningmouth. I started at KAKC on Memorial Day of 1974. The first week I was here, Charlie Derrick and I and our two lovely wives are driving north on Peoria on June 8th. And we look to the north, and all of a sudden, Brookside's gone. That was the June 8th tornado, and that was our real introduction into the world of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
More than any KAKC morning man, maybe ever, McCarthy put on a show.
We're 97, KAKC, Tulsa's full-time fun ship for the past 20 years. Good morning, 8 o'clock. I am Mike McCarthy, friendly neighborhood morning mouth.
You know, the jingle would come on, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the morning mouth. And, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, KAKC, Tulsa. And then I'd get on and say something along the lines of, it's 6 o'clock, and I am your Fab Gear, super psychedelic boss, heavy major market, electric, super freakout, totally awesome rock and roll disc jockey. Today with Cheap Thrills, Hot Flashes, the McCarthy Meter, the lunch menu, and lots more stuff. And I would do that every freaking morning at 6 o'clock. It was my way of actually waking up. It was kind of an exercise. I knew that if I could pull that off, then I might be able to pull off the rest of the day.
McCarthy, Seagraves, Derrick, and Fox in 1974 and 1975. It was KAKC's last gasp of greatness.
And with that in mind,
letters, we get letters.
I don't know why me.
We get stacks and stacks of letters.
I've got to find somebody who knows how to sing. I mean, really, these people who come in here and sing every day just don't have their act together at all. I apologize for that, but, you know, tight budget.
Most of the character voices I did, though, Richard Dowdell's wife played my Irish mother, and so I'd say something that would be, you know, it might be some snide political thing about local or national politics or whatever. And then Noreen Dowdell, as my mother would come on and say, oh, Michael McCarthy, sure and it is, you're going to be in trouble over that one.
Washington, D.C.'s Potomac River is making a big comeback thanks to a billion-dollar cleanup program. As I understand it, they removed the dirt, the filth, the dead wood, and the old wrecks from the river. Not only they could do that to Congress. Like that one, I thought.
Oh, listen, nothing. Bow your bean, Michael McCarthy.
Oh, mother, buzz off. 97 KAKC, 738 to the mouth of the morning. World's greatest living radio feature, the McCarthy Meets Hare. Coming up.
By that time, FM radio stations were knocking at the door, asking KAKC's listeners to come listen to all this great music in stereo. A fact that was not lost on McCarthy and the KAKC air staff.
What we suggested was that Mr. Mark change the FM to the AM and the AM to the FM. Put the AM station on the FM, which was 100,000 watt FM, and move the Drake Chenault programming, which was an oldies format, automated format, to the AM. That would maintain the heritage of the Rockin' 97, but it would give us the competitive ability to be an FM radio station in what had become an FM world. Had he done that, I think KAKC would have continued its dominance.
By the 1970s, FM, with its static-free, superior sound quality, had been waiting in the wings for over a quarter century, waiting for FM sets to get into the hands of consumers so it could become profitable. In 1968, Tulsa had 7 commercial radio stations. By 1975, twice that many competed, including a handful of FM stations.
It was 1975, and KAKC had already started to falter a little bit. People were starting to gravitate over to FM even then, to KMOD or some of the beautiful music stations, KWEN, those kind of stations.
Gary Reynolds worked at the first FM station in Tulsa to become number one in the ratings, FM 96 KRAV. Reynolds tells us how KRAV, owned by George Kravis since the 60s, became a contender.
When George Kravis decided to make the move and switch to a pop or adult contemporary format in the mid to late 70s, the guy he hired was a guy named Kip Guth from Miami, who came up and pitched him on the idea. He'd heard KVIL in Dallas and heard how successful they were, and basically wanted to do the same thing in Tulsa.
At the same time that was happening, KAKC's owner, S. Karl Mark, made the critical decision to keep KAKC's Top 40 format on AM, rather than moving it to his FM station, which was carrying a syndicated oldies format. One of the factors that had been an advantage for Top 40 was suddenly a liability: music variety. By the mid-70s, you no longer had to listen to a radio station that played a little bit of everything in the top 40. Submarkets emerged. If you liked rock, there's a station for that, KMOD. If you enjoyed the softer side of top 40, there was a station that specialized in that, FM 96 KRAV. And did you hear that Beatles song in stereo?
From Drake's office out there, we had FM stations all over the country. They were just killing the AMs because it was that time, and it was good for the listener to hear his stuff in stereo and high quality and all of that.
Gaylord Sartain, a.k.a. Mazeppa Pompazoidi, amassed a cult following on Tulsa television in the early 70s. The Uncanny Film Festival and Camp Meeting featured Sartain and his cast of characters doing skits while hosting a late-night movie every Saturday night. After the show's TV run on Channel 6, then Channel 8, Sartain and friends brought their act to KAKC on Sunday nights.
I suggest you spend a wonderful evening with us here on the Unfilmy Can Festival. Just pull over to the side of the road, put the emergency blinkers on, because this is an emergency. We have lots of fun for you. We expect a surprise guest this evening, possibly Teddy Jack Eddy. Of course, he's here anyway. Sherman Oaks, we're expecting you. You earn your pay. Please report to the concession stand. Sherman Oaks, thank you.
The show had Sartain.
Noches, senor, señorita.
Jim Milloway as Sherman Oaks, and Gary Busey, a.k.a. Teddy Jack Eddy, and a mix of characters doing comedy skits and playing eclectic songs.
By popular request, here is Russ Morgan and the Mullen Sisters. Does Your Heart Beat For Me on KAKC?
I'd like to have a word with you. We're with radio station RBQ, RBQ, here what? In Moscow.
A barbecue? Where?
Yes, wonderful.
Where is a barbecue? I can bring some boys over to
no,
it.
No, that's the station you're listening to.
Huh?
That's we're talking.
I tell you what, now I'm having a hard time understanding you. I can watch your mouth, but...
Oh, yes.
Craig Kitch engineered many of those shows.
I took care of most of the sound effects, turned their microphones off and on, and the very most important job that I had, Larry White was the chief engineer there in those days, and he had rigged 2 reel-to-reel tape recorders next to each other that gave us about a 3-second delay. And I knew that my number one job was to make sure I had my hand on that delay switch the whole time, because if somebody said something wrong, and somebody always did, it was my job to make sure it didn't go on the air. From my recollection, almost all of it was improvised. Every now and then, I think one of them would have something prepared, but a lot of times they'd start something and it didn't go the direction they even thought it was going to go. They just did it.
God, just put this guitar down.
I don't play guitar.
Now, I'm not asking you to play him, pal.
Well, I'll try.
Hey! Hey!
Originally, it was Gaylord and Gary Busey and Jim Milloway, all three of them, and Gaylord took the lead role. And as time went on, both Gaylord Sartain and Gary Busey began to pick up other gigs.
Those other gigs included TV and film work, like Sartain's recurring role on Hee Haw, and Busey's increasingly active acting career.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be.
Their relationship with the station culminated in KAKC hosting the premiere of the film The Buddy Holly Story, starring Gary Busey as Holly and Gaylord Sartain as the Big Bopper. The role earned Busey an Academy Award nomination.
Just you know why you and I will by and by. No true love
ways. In 1978, there was irony in KAKC hosting an event about the day the music died. John Durkee had been news director at KAKC for about 9 months when owner S. Karl Mark requested a meeting.
He had this great big brown desk. And I'm scared to death I'm about to be fired. And he sits down and he goes, well, we're going to make some changes. We're going to start playing more adult music. And we want to beef up the news presence. And I want you to head up the news operation.
A big sigh of relief from Durkee. And then Mark says,
there's one contingency. You don't tell a soul about this. Don't discuss it with the other staff. We don't want anybody to know about it. So this was in October of 78, and I walked out of his office knowing probably the biggest secret in Tulsa radio, and I couldn't tell anyone. The changeover came at 12 noon on January the 1st, 1979. The last record played on KAKC as a top 40 station was Hart's Dreamboat Annie. As Karl Marx came on the air, announced the format change, a new year and a new sound for Tulsa, and the first song was a Frank Sinatra tune.
Here's the original broadcast of that announcement.
Right now, the official Tulsa temperature is 12 degrees under mostly sunny skies. The next scheduled newscast is in less than 1 hour. I'm John Durkee, KAKC News.
This is Karl Marx, president of KAKC. From all of us at KAKC, I extend best wishes on this first day of 1979. A new year and a new sound. That's the news from KAKC, which I have to announce. For the past 22 years, KAKC has set the pattern for broadcast music in Tulsa. Today, in a few seconds, KAKC will step forward with a new sound, the music of the 80s. Some of that music will be older, some of it will be current. All of it will be tailored to the taste of the majority of Tulsa radio listeners. You will continue to hear also many of the personalities who have long been identified with this station. Likewise, the news coverage for which KAKC has won countless awards during its quarter century of service to Northeast Oklahoma. Improved technical facilities will bring KAKC into many more homes at night than ever before. We hope that you will like what you will hear, because in the last analysis, KAKC will continue to be what it always has been, the station that you grew up with, the station which serves you 24 hours a day, every day of the year. This is the new KAKC, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
One description of radio then as compared to radio now, fun was the right word to describe, I think, the rock and roll era, which began in the 50s and continued on for 15 or 20 years.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with a heart's a thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl.
It was just so much a part of the times, so much a part of the city, and if there was anything going on in town, whatever it was, we were part of it.
And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio.
When I look back on it now, I realize, holy crap, man, you were on the New York Yankees.
Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl.
I was playing songs on the radio and having fun. And these people are still kind enough to say, I remembered you and I enjoyed you. Somebody from 30 years later or 40 years later, that's pretty nice stuff.
Yeah, if you grew up in Tulsa, there are some cultural touchstones that we all share. Bell's Amusement Park, Boots Drive-In, Cruising Riverside.
The Golden Driller.
The Greasers and Sochas, Bama Pies.
So hot, bam! The other day, my, you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl.
Oh, Seagraves used to come on the air. Hiya, 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 brush your teeth with Bama Paya. Big Bill and Umagog, Lee and Lionel, later Mazeppa with Gaylord Sartain,
really?
And KAKC. And we got to work there.
And may the Albino Aardvark nip at your kneepits evermore.
Tulsa's Top 40 legend, KAKC The Big 97, is written, produced, and narrated by Steve Clem. Production assistance from Marisa Nelson, Beth Geaches, Marla Bloom, Hannah Newman, and John Eason. Special thanks to Casey Morgan, John Durkee, Scooter Seagraves, Dick Schmitz, Sharon King Davis, and Wayne McCombs. The University of Tulsa's McFarland Library, Tulsa Central Library, The Tulsa World, and TulsaTVMemories.com. Also Michael Dean and the Oklahoma History Center, Judith Knoll, John Woolley, and the staff of Public Radio Tulsa. For a list of additional source material, visit publicradiotulsa.org.